It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
In other singer news, man, yesterday we got the news. Shawn Mendes, just a couple weeks from bringing his tour here to Louisville, is canceling the entire tour.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, kind of worried about that. I was worried about that when he postponed, you know, several dates after he tried to, like, you know, get back in it. Because remember, this tour was announced 2 years ago. I mean, this was a long time coming. Then he jumps back in, plays a couple dates, and then it's like, oof, maybe I jumped in too quickly. So I'm just going to, like, hit the pause button and resume.
Well, when you think 2 years, you're like, well, that seems like it was enough time for him to get ready for a tour. But, you know, we don't understand the pressures that something like that of that magnitude can have for a person. I mean, you had all these people, the people that work on the tour, kind of depending on him too. And that's tough. That's a lot to have on your shoulders.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, you or I don't know what it's like to put on a tour, to, you know, get out on stage every single night or five nights out of the week to sing and perform in front of thousands of people. I mean, that is just... that's on a different level. So I obviously it takes some mental preparation for that. And, you know, after not doing it for a couple years, you know, because when you get into the groove of it, then it becomes a little bit easier. And
yeah, because it's not his first tour. I mean, he's done this before.
Oh, yeah. And but, you know, if you take an extended break, so, you know, sometimes you kind of fall out of that rhythm.
It's easier to be on a break.
Yes, exactly. So,
maybe he realized, like, I'm really good at vacation. Maybe.
I'm telling
maybe
you
I should
what,
take more time to do that.
I'm telling you what, there is some value in that statement because.
Oh, I discover I'm amazing at vacation.
Yeah, I know.
Doing
yeah.
nothing is my forte.
I know. You're getting ready to head off on vacation here in just a little while. And
yeah.
I know, you know, about a month ago when I was on vacation, it was like, I could do this.
It's hard to come back, isn't it?
I could do this for a while.
It's real hard to come back.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, obviously I know there's more to it than that, but hopefully Shawn Mendes, you know, gets the rest he needs and gets mentally prepared to do it. And maybe he doesn't start back with an arena tour. Maybe he goes back and does some smaller venues, some smaller shows to kind of dip the toe back into performing in front of people, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough when you are famous at the magnitude he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to go backwards from stadium shows to smaller intimate shows because of all the people that want to see you.
Well, even, I mean, we've heard other huge stars doing that, and, you know, on a smaller scale, just jumping into small clubs to like play shows. And, you know, maybe we don't know if, you know, maybe on the outside we think of it as, oh, they're just having fun, like surprising this small club. But maybe in reality, they're just getting their chops warm, you know, just kind of like getting back into the whole thing, you know, swing of things. I mean, Cardi B just did that not too long ago either. You know, there have been obviously some famous comedians who, when preparing for a big tour, like an arena tour, they'll play small clubs just to kind of make sure that their material is right. They're comfortable doing the material in front of an audience and all that stuff. So, you know, if
disappointed as we are, we're hoping that, you know, he really does get the time off that he needs and really gets his mind right. And you know what? It is tough because you think you can be ready for something and then you start doing it and then you're like, whoa. So, you know, hopefully the next tour, you know, he'll be really, really ready.
I mean, that is so true with anything. Just like even, you know, I was thinking about I remember riding my bike. And it was going off road. It was an off roading thing, and I started going down a hill. And I've been down hills before, but this was a little bit steeper. And it was like one of those moments where I was like, oh, I don't have this. I don't, you know.
Did we take a tumble?
It all starts good at the top, but then once you start gaining speed and getting on, you have those different thoughts. So, yeah, I mean, hey, anyways, we say all this to say hopefully, and you said it, Sean gets the rest he needs and he gets back out on tour, and we'll enjoy him when he decides to come through Louisville again. So if you did actually purchase tickets, you probably already got a refund because they were pretty quick about that. Because even the digital tickets that we got as a radio station that we were planning on like literally giving out starting Monday.
We got to switch gears. Then.
I know. We had a 2 weeks worth of Shawn Mendes. We were gonna let it rain tickets upon you for the next couple weeks. But you know, whatever. Like literally, we got the notice from our Ticketmaster account that was like, all right, these have been removed, and thanks. So it's like, all right, great. All right, so there's that. Coming up this hour, we have Missed Connections, which is always a fun, random adventure.
It's magical, really.
Walmart is making the show, and
oh, that's fantastic.
A feel-good story coming up here next. All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Okay, so this is a crazy story. A tow truck driver named Richard, driving on the highway in Pasadena, Texas, before about 2:10 a.m., he heard a loud crash nearby. A commercial work truck had hit a deputy's patrol vehicle parked on the shoulder from behind.
Ooh, scary.
And it burst in flames. Ooh. So Richard drove up to the site, realized the deputy was trapped inside. So at first, he tried punching the window to get her out.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. So then he went to grab a trailer hitch from his truck and broke the window that way, got her out through the window before the flames reached the driver's side.
Oh, dang. Wow.
And here's the scary thing. Authorities said, like, he not only saved her from the flames, but also from the ammunition inside the vehicle that was starting to explode.
Oh, didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Responding officers reportedly had to take cover from the flying bullets when they got there.
Ooh.
She was taken to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries, but did get 10 staples to her head due to a cut and three stitches to her chin. But other than that, unbelievable. So just an incredible hero moment there. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Sometimes that person that catches your eye zips past you, and they zip past too fast for you to like get a name or number.
Yeah, and then what do? How do you reconnect? How do you find out their name and number? You got to do a little typey-typey in your mom's basement, send it off into Craigslist, and then we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. May I?
Yes.
Woman for man. Cute guy riding the Segway with the paintball gun and aviators.
Okay.
Already setting the scene.
Painting a picture.
Uh-huh. Here we go. I was rocking out some music on my iPod Shuffle.
Can we just marinate in that a hot second?
I feel like we should.
All right.
And I felt a presence. Someone coming behind me. I hit the mute button on my shuffler, which was strategically mounted on the collar of my green shawl.
Oh.
Take a quick look behind me. I saw you. 5'9", dark hair. You were a little blurry due to the cataract in my left eye.
How old is this woman?
I'm not sure. Should I change my voice?
Maybe.
You were cruising pretty slow on your Segway. The majestic white steed of coolness. And one-handed at that.
Talent.
Your other hand held a paintball gun.
No.
Thwop! The first one went ricocheting past that old broad across the street.
Oh, no.
It hit the window of that pizza place. As you cruised around the corner, you took aim at a couple guys standing in front of the liquor store.
Oh, no.
You then put the pedal to the metal and took off into the darkness. Congratulations, you got one square in the butt. I yearn for you. I haven't seen any man command that sense of adrenaline in a large crowd of people in a long time. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm real confused about her age now. Like I thought, I thought maybe.
A lot of questions. A lot of questions.
But we've got cataracts and an iPod shuffler.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And a man in aviators on a Segway.
Grandma is attracted.
It does sound like grandma's attracted to him.
Meemaw's going to like take her shawl off and be like, I'm myself.
All right, it's Craigslist Missed Connections. This one's titled, I Need Your Cold Germs, Man for Woman.
Ew.
I saw you on the bus. You looked very pretty and also like you had a really bad cold.
Oh.
I hope you start to feel better and don't want you to be offended by me asking, but would you share your germs with me via one deep French kiss?
No. No, sir. He wants to exchange germs?
You see, I'm entering a distance spitting competition next weekend, and spittle, density, / cohesion do indeed separate the champions from the also-rans.
Spittle density?
Yes.
I've never heard that term before ever in my life.
A little about me. I'm a divorced white male, 40, professional suit and tie type with good personal hygiene.
That's great.
If you are uncomfortable kissing a total stranger.
Yes, I am.
I will gladly buy you a couple drinks and we can talk about things going on in your life.
Oh, great. Let's help you not care so much by getting you a little liquored up.
We don't have to talk about me at all. Unless you're curious about the spitting trophies I have won.
They're spitting trophies?
Yeah. Again, I'm serious. And I'll be a gentleman.
Oh, great.
I won't try to feel you up.
Oh, great. No grabby. That's fine.
But I do expect a deep kiss with effective microorganism transfer.
Oh my gosh. That is disgusting.
Ideally, your cold bugs are manifesting themselves as Hawking congestion.
Oh, God.
If I can time the cold's life cycle right so that my productive cough is peaking during the finals, I am confident that I will carry the day.
What was he trying to time it? The height of the cold?
Yep.
Okay.
He concludes, I will also publicly acknowledge your contribution during my post-win remarks.
Oh, great. He's going to give her a shout-out for helping him get to the top? That's fantastic.
You're perfect. And I need you. Please reply soon before you recover.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, don't take that medicine just yet. Hold off on that Theraflu. I need your microorganism.
Listen,
ASAP.
Listen. This sounds completely platonic. He doesn't want to feel you up.
Oh, right,
he's
yes.
just wanting you for your saliva.
One deep smooch is all it's going to take.
That's all he wants.
That spittle density.
That's right. That's all he wants. So whether you see the dude in the aviators on the Segway flying by, pelting people with a paintball gun.
That's a bad boy persona right there.
Or you catch a sick, flu-ridden person on the bus that you think would be perfect for your spitting competition.
Listen, I don't even trade spit with my husband when he's sick.
Well, you ain't doing it right.
And I like him a lot. Where are these spitting competitions? I've never heard of it. I take that back. I don't want to go.
I was going to say, do you really want to dive down that wormhole? No. Do you really?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, Kelly.
All right. I don't know if I'm rooting for either one of them. Maybe the Segway guy. Because cataract lady sounds like she needs some love.
Sure. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're going to need to get into some texting etiquette on the way right around 7 o'clock. Before that, though, Aaron shows us it's possible to get a DUI inside of a Walmart.
Oh, wow. Oh, that sounds hard to do, actually.
So, you know, or maybe you didn't know. You don't have to be going very fast, and you don't necessarily have to be outside to get a DUI.
Didn't know that at all. Good to know, though. These are good life lessons.
Yeah, this setting the bar is also a Florida story where just weird things happen in the state of Florida sometimes. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a DUI while driving a scooter down the aisles of Walmart, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. So were there some telltale signs that maybe he had had a few drinky drinks?
You mean other than driving a scooter down the aisles of Walmart?
Well, I mean, sometimes people with mobility issues, is it those kinds of things with the basket on it?
So oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't consider that. But yes, you're right. I bet it was that when Aaron was running into shelves and displays, almost hitting other customers with the scooter.
Right. That's probably the first clues.
Yeah, so police got there, and Aaron couldn't even stand up. Actually had to be hauled out on a stretcher.
Ooh.
He did have an open container of vodka in the basket. And
oh,
so
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's also a real big clue.
Right. You know, I guess at least he wasn't behind the wheel of a car.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
However, this is both a learning moment maybe for you and for Aaron where maybe you didn't know that you could get a DUI riding a scooter down the aisles of Walmart, but you can.
Well, yeah, and if you know you're not a super great scooter driver, you know, it can be dangerous if you're running into people who are just trying to shop there at Walmart, minding their business.
Gosh. Yeah, it's just minding their own business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
also, people with actual mobility issues need to use those scooters, and I don't think that he really did need that if he didn't have all that Smirnoff vodka.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. All good points. So
he's
standing
up in his picture.
Or they propped him up. Who knows?
Right.
All right, so there you go. Setting the bar, a little Florida story. If you can manage to make it through the day without, getting a DUI while recklessly driving your scooter down the aisles of a Walmart, you're doing okay.
Really good note.
Yep.
Also today years old when I learned that that was a thing.
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show, place where you can DM us anytime you want. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. When you think etiquette and sophistication, I mean, who obviously do you think of?
You turn to your old pals Ben and Kel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Kara rolled in with a real simple DM.
She said, you know, I've been wondering if there's a certain time of night when people think you should not text a person.
Okay.
So what time do others stop sending text messages? That's all she wants to know.
So I assume maybe people are like me, and a lot of times I assume incorrectly. However, if you don't want to be texted after a certain hour, then you just put your phone on silent, or you...
You can silence notifications.
Right, exactly. Or you can... A lot of phones now will allow you to have kind of a bedtime, do not disturb time or whatever.
If you try to text them, you get a little notice saying they've got their notification silenced.
Right, exactly. So I say you can do it whenever, because I've run into the issue of when I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, it's about 3:30. And so I like look at some text messages that I maybe got later in the evening or the night before. And sometimes I'll just fire back text messages right then.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Absolutely.
You know what? They'll read that whenever they get up.
Right. Or they're, even if their notifications are on, they're sleeping and they're not going to hear them.
Yes. True story.
So I don't think, and I know this sounds weird, but I don't think there is a time when we shouldn't text someone.
I don't either. Because again, if they don't want to receive the messages, they have the power to not either read them or put on silent, all that stuff, and they'll get to it whenever they get to it. And I'm not going to be offended if I send them something at 11:30 at night that they don't immediately respond. If it's late, I'm like, yeah, they'll respond in the morning or whenever.
Do you have read receipts?
I don't even know like how to turn that on.
Okay, so you don't have read receipts on where you will be able to see if someone read your text message or not?
No, but I know when others read mine. Does it work both ways? Like if that's happening, then they know when I'm reading theirs? How do you tell?
Well, I don't have an iPhone. I have, an Android, and, texting Android to Android, it will say delivered and then it will say read as soon as the person opens the text. But
yes.
But my workaround with that, sometimes I don't want to open the text message because then I know that it'll pop up as read.
Then they're like, well, why aren't you immediately responding? If you've read it, I know you've read it.
Well, there's that pressure, right? Exactly. Right. I will have on my notification a one sentence preview of the text message. So when it pops up, I can just kind of look at it on the notification as opposed to actually opening up the text message.
Okay, so I'm in my settings right now.
What does it say?
And it says send read receipts. Read receipts?
Yeah, read receipts.
Yeah. So when this is on, people are notified when you have read their messages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna? Are you doing that?
Okay, I'm gonna turn that off.
I was gonna say that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Oh my god.
Maybe I shouldn't do that. I'm gonna turn that off. But now, so does that affect? I still want to know when people have read mine. Like, can I do that? Is that still? I guess I want to know that.
Okay, so you want it to be a one-way street.
Yes.
I want to know when you've read mine, but I am not going to show you when yes. I have read yours.
Yes, because especially like with my kids, because my daughter's like, she's got a little iPod, mm-hmm. right? So she can send me messages and I know when she's read it.
Right.
Same thing with my son. He's got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know when they've read my things, because if they're not responding to their mother in a timely manner, problem.
Oh, there's going to be words.
Yes.
There's going to be words.
What are you doing?
So really, Kara, I mean, the overall answer I would say is, I don't know if there is a text etiquette, unless you know that they're somewhere specific where they are not supposed to be checking their phone, like at an event, a wedding, a funeral, you know, some sort of family function where they can't or shouldn't be checking their phone, maybe hold off on sending the text messages. But you know, a lot of times... Same goes with emails. You know, my boss will say, hey, if I send you an email while you're on vacation, I don't want you to respond to it. I just am trying to, I don't want to forget what I'm wanting to talk to you about, you know, when you get back. So, you know, Amber does say 10 p.m., but it's like, you know, I think if the person is, I think everybody should have a do not disturb set up on their phone.
Sure.
You know, whatever your schedule is.
It depends who it is, because if it's like, you know, people that you know personally versus like work. If you your boss is texting you at 10 o'clock at night, I'm sure you probably feel more pressure to make sure you're seeing that. But I don't think bosses should be texting at 10 o'clock at night.
No.
There should be some boundaries.
No, and that could be, I mean, unless, you know, in our industry, it's like unless a station is off the air or something like that, then obviously it shouldn't be a text. It should be a phone call. But I'm going to say no. I think the texting etiquette as to when, what time to text, I think that's kind of out the window.
Yeah, I think so too. I really don't think that there's any sort of unwritten rules or anything like that that everybody should be abiding by when it comes to when you should be able to send text messages.
Because it's up to the person who is receiving the text.
Yeah, when they get to it, they get to it.
To determine how they're seeing it,
exactly.
When they're seeing it, and right. and all that.
You set your own boundaries for your own phone and when you want to receive messages.
Man, look at that. All right, that's good.
We just fixed it. That was easy.
Absolutely. All right, Kara, hopefully that helps. Now we're getting all the text messages. By the way, you can keep in touch with us at the radio station. Just the request line is the text line, too, 502-571-9970. And you can get a hold of us. Like that too. But yeah, and I know a lot of people are saying, you know, my do not disturb, you can actually set it so certain people in your contact list can break through your do not disturb.
I've seen a couple, like when you get the notice that they have silenced their notifications, you can decide to like notify anyway, and then it gets like really big, and then it goes back to normal. It's kind of like, you know, like, hey, we gave them a little nudge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they said they didn't really want to see it right now. We did you a solid. That's what I think.
Catherine texts us and says, look, I agree with you guys, but it does matter who you're texting. Like if a dude texts me after 11 o'clock, that's a booty call.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Are you up? Question mark. Yep. I got it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message from Hannah. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my boyfriend asked me to lose weight for our upcoming vacation.
No!
Out the gate. Aggressive, right? Now, he didn't come right out and say it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he got me a bathing suit that's a size smaller than what I wear. Tried it on and said it was too small. He said I'd fit in it just fine by the time we go in a month with his help and a little effort.
Oh.
I got upset. But he insisted the only thing he's trying to change about me is my strength and fitness.
Hmm.
So I'm asking you guys, is this a red flag? We've only been together for about a few months. He goes to the gym almost daily.
Mm.
I'm not sure if he's being rude or if this is just his lifestyle and he's trying to help me be healthier. I need opinions.
I think that, yes, she's partly right. I think that is his lifestyle. I think that he's maybe trying to see if this is something that she has a common interest in as well. But I think the way he went about it was not good.
Angela chimes in on Facebook, as long as you're healthy, weight size should not matter. That being said, and she posts a little gif, when feasible, one should always eat the rude.
Now, Lex tweets us and says, nah, he's encouraging her. He's not really calling her fat or anything. It's all in how you package everything, right?
Yes. Jessica's kind of agreeing, like, if he's a gym rat, he may actually have not meant anything negative by it. He probably has gym goals in his head for him all the time. So in his mind, he may just be thinking that, you know, if you go with him to the gym because, you know, he loves to work out and wants to spend more time with you, then the way you look at things makes all the difference.
Okay, so here's something that I think, to be on his side just a little bit, because I know that there's a lot of, what? His motivator could have been to even work out. Okay, he was overweight or he was unhealthy at one point in his life. And so maybe he put a pair of pants that were several sizes too small as a motivation. Like, I'm going to fit in those pants again. And that's my motivation. And so it worked for him. And so all of a sudden now he equates that sort of motivation and healthy living to, all right, she just needs
a little motivation.
But
do we let her decide her motivation?
I'd like to hear both sides. And if you've been in this situation, especially like if you've been the motivator or if you've been the motivatee, let us know your thoughts with this.
A better way to go about it.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. Hannah's new boyfriend got her a bathing suit. It's too small. When she mentioned that to him, he said, you'll fit into it fine by the time we go on vacation in a month.
A little work, a little effort.
So she's kind of like, hey, is this an early indication that it's a red flag? Or is his heart in the right place and I just kind of need to move on?
Yeah, there were a couple of people that asked some questions like, hey, is this something that you have mentioned to him before? Like, you know, that you were wanting to lose some weight, get in better shape. If so, then maybe in his mind, this is the way to motivate you. Now, others are like, it's weird that he would buy you a swimsuit. And I concur because that is a really personal thing for them. And I think we're pretty picky about that, especially. Like, I've been married nearly 16 years. He would never attempt to buy a swimsuit for me.
I would never attempt to buy a swimsuit for my wife either.
Exactly.
Because
we got to try it on. We got to feel confident in it. All that stuff.
Now I might find a swimsuit that I think would look good on her. But then I would be like, hey,
what do you think of that?
This is, you know, maybe take her there and point her and say, hey, I think you'd look good in this. And then let her pick it out, try it on, or, you know, because it's all cut, it's how it looks on you, all that
stuff. Exactly. It can look really cute on the hanger, and then when it's on you, it's like, ooh, no, sir. Diana said, what a tool. Buy him a larger size Speedo and say you'd like him to fill that out by the time vacation gets here.
You know, I hear there are some creams and pills that you could take for that.
I don't know if that's helping, but that's funny. Ashley said, run, but only away from him, not because it's healthy, unless you want to.
I mean, here, look, there are a lot of people are saying, I think his heart is in the right place.
Yeah, he just However, went about it the way wrong way.
Yeah, took a wrong approach. And
just start by inviting her to work out with you. I mean, if that's a better way to go about it. As in, you know, you can disguise it as let's spend more time together. So come to the gym with me and do that. But we don't buy clothes that are smaller than what she is.
Oh, I don't buy clothes for my wife anymore.
Like, I know.
Ever, just because clothing companies, a size 8 in one company is not in another. And like, and it's 100%. All different, and that can just go south really quickly. So
exactly. I'm like, you know, condescending pat on the head. You let me handle that. Thank you so much. Just give me the gift card.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, Katie kind of says the same thing. It's just like, hey, maybe find something that you enjoy that really isn't up his alley and try to get him to go and do that with you. And if he doesn't seem open to doing what you like, but expects you to do what he likes, that would be a bigger red flag.
Yes.
All right.
I think if we just kind of approach him with like, hey, that was the wrong way to go about that. If you're wanting to motivate me to be healthier and all that kind of stuff, and just kind of go from there. But just be aware, just see how he reacts from that point on. And if he keeps trying to make little changes in you, then maybe you know that there is a bigger kind of control issue at play here.
Yeah, if this is the first thing, I think you know, chalk it up to him saying the wrong thing. And maybe you tell him that. You're like, I don't like how you necessarily approach that with me. Move on. And if he is someone who corrects mistakes and understands that, then that's good. If he doesn't, then maybe that's a bigger issue that you'll have to tackle later.
Because you don't want to be feeling self-conscious during your entire relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this has already planted the seed of being self-conscious.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
If you weren't already, now you are. Now it's how he, when you point that out to him, how he reacts after that.
All right. Well, hey, if you wanted to try and chime in and you just weren't in the right place to do it, you can up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. We always post these up for you to kind of chime in at your leisure. Keep us posted on that, Hannah. Hopefully everything works out well and you have a great vacation coming up. All right. Let's play a fun little game right now. All right.
Uh-huh.
It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hey to April calling us from Palmyra. Hey, April.
Hello.
Hello. April. Some stats on her. She's blonde, drives a minivan, been happily married for 13 years.
Awesome.
April, what would you say the number one secret to your success for that has been?
Absolutely communication, 100%.
Communication.
Yes, and your husband not buying you a swimsuit that's a size smaller than you.
You know, actually, I think I would take that more as a compliment.
Oh really?
Oh, you think I'm a size this? Oh, that's so sweet.
I would say, oh, babe, it's so sweet that you thought I was a size smaller. I must carry my weight well.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a compliment. I like that perspective. That's good.
April, you were talking too fast. I'm writing this down. Hang on a second. April's very witty. Described yourself as a witty person. So has that ever gotten you into trouble?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to be just as surprised at what comes out of my mouth as everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yes.
That's fun. I can't believe I just said that. That was fun.
All right. Kelly's going to describe the game and how it's all played.
You're going to hear some stories. You got to figure out, did that story occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
First up, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So I cried when my waiter called me pudgy.
Oh, dang. First of all, why is a waiter saying that?
Are you sure you want the extra cheese? You are a little pudgy.
Oh, I don't think he's getting a good tip.
Okay. Little kid, drunk adult, April.
I say drunk adult, definitely.
Definitely drunk adult. All right. Kelly, what about you?
Well, I'm hoping a waiter is not calling a kid pudgy. Seriously.
Okay,
so I'll go drunk adult.
All right, you're both saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm shooketh. I'm shook.
Little kid.
And I was very insecure about my weight. My waiter noticed that I ate 5 slices of pizza in one sitting.
Oh.
And he said, that's impressive even for a pudgy kid.
No.
And I instantly started crying in front of the whole restaurant.
Oh, my God.
No.
That is
horrible.
That is
awful.
It's a horrible way. You're right.
Any way you slice it.
And listen, April, I don't know about you, but whether I was a little kid or whether I am the age I am now, I can pack down some pizza. Like,
impressive, sir.
I may not look it, but I could probably down an entire pizza by myself.
Wow.
That's impressive. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm a big girl, and I'm like 3 pieces at top.
Man,
yeah, no.
You give me some of that thin crust, and I'll crush a large pizza.
Thin crust makes you feel like you can do more. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. All right. You're both 0 for 1, by the way.
So I got kicked out of a nursing home for yelling effing bingo.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That got aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah. April, what do you think?
Well, I have so many questions, but I'm going to go with drunken adult.
Okay. Yeah, because if a child is saying that, OMG.
All right, so you're both saying drunk adult.
Yes.
I was actually a little kid.
Oh, my God. Where are these people coming from?
I love our listeners.
They must be from Florida.
That's funny. All right, so you're 0 for 2. What happened here?
The nursing home my grandma was in had a problem with old people swearing because it made everyone very upset. So they made a rule that any profanity got kicked out of the cafeteria. So when my grandma got bingo and her friend hit her in the arm and she said, "Hey, you have that thing bingo." I was afraid the person running the game wouldn't hear my grandmother because she speaks so softly. So I screamed out, "Effing bingo."
That is amazing.
That is pretty good.
And she just wanted to make sure they heard that. Uh-huh. Did you hear what grandma said?
Yeah, yeah. You hear? She got effing bingo. Didn't you hear? April, so far, you are terrible at this game, all right?
So am I.
You are so right.
Yeah.
All right.
I give people way too much credit for having their children.
All right, last one. Let's see if you can get a win on this one. All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
I won a full Pirates of the Caribbean box set because I had the best pirate impersonation.
Oh, I made it.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Let's go with child.
All right.
Really? See, oh, here's
April,
my thought process.
April switching it up.
I am sticking with drunk adult.
All right.
Mostly because the first two have been little kid. Also because Captain Jack Sparrow often talks like he's drunk. So I'm thinking a drunk adult would be amazing at being a Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, so Kelly's drunk saying adult. Drunk adult. April, you're sticking with little kid.
I am.
All right, what is it?
I was a drunk adult.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
I went to my favorite bar, and it was National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and they were giving away a full box set of all the Pirates of the Caribbean. I ended up having the best pirate accent in the whole bar. So I walked out with all the booty, me boys.
I needed him to end with the accent. He followed through, and that's fantastic.
That was great. April, wow. April, you were 100% wrong on everything.
You know, that's kind of normal for me, though. I'm okay with that.
April, we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed, though. We're hooking you up with $50 worth of Skyline Chili, so enjoy that.
Wow, awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Sometimes it pays to be wrong.
Yes, absolutely. We have low standards on this show. You don't have to get anything right.
April, hang on a quick sec, okay?
All right.
All right.
I like her.
I know. I like her, too.
I'd like to go, like, talk like a pirate and eat chili dogs with her.
All right. If you want to be featured in Little Kid Drunk Adult, because I know you've got a story.
Listen, you know how magical this bit is, and it's only magical because of your stories.
That's right. Record it. Send it to us. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
DJX.
All right, Jennifer kicks us off, says, "Hey, can you play Buttons by Pussycat Dolls? Fun little song. I have my own TBT workout playlist. Now if I can just stop challenging the strength of my own buttons."
Well, all right then.
All right, we got it, baby boo.
What you do, baby boo?
Yeah, little mama.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. We just play the tips.
Yeah, that's all you really need. Amber says, "Well, how about the thong song?" Little shout out to our little therapy.
Well, here's the thing.
Suit that was too small from her boyfriend. With a little work, you can fit in that.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday. Living La Vida Loca. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Kaylin,
Eric, great. Now I'm stopped at a red light. I'm buttoning my dress shirt.
Oh no!
When you play Buttons, Sometimes that's the effect it has on Eric.
Just got to do that. Kaylin rolls in and says, it's already been a rough morning. I need something to, quote, bring me back to life. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Brittany rolls in and says, do we have a theme yet for our TBT? Love's trying to think of songs to match. I don't think we have landed on any sort of theme yet.
Well, Todd's got a suggestion that maybe might fit if we are going to roll with, you know, supporting our girl who got a bathing suit that's too small from a boyfriend as encouragement to fit into it. Oh. Jupiter, I'll back that thing up.
No. all right. I guess we could probably do that.
Can we?
Yeah, we can roll into that. Again, if you want to hear a song, this is kind of what we do every Thursday. We throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. It's Throwback Thursday, ZJX. Man, we saw this come through on the text line, and I was like, man, where has Danity Kane been?
Well, nowhere, I think.
It's Throwback Thursday. Danity Kane. Yes, it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Listener Joy Bitch says, Kelly, I just spit my coffee out. Nowhere, I think. To where are Danity Kane right now? love a challenge. Thank you, Aaron. If y'all are live this morning, let's throw it back to Ursher. Yeah, Aaron.
I like it.
I'm a little offended by that.
Listen, it's vacation season.
It is. You're right. Throwback. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. I'm still living for those Usher memes that I still see pop up on my timeline every now and then.
They're so fantastic, by the way. Big shout out. Bridal shower this Saturday. Autumn, Kristen, Steph traveling 8 hours to be a part of it.
Wow.
They need some road trip songs.
Okay. Sarah tweets, my 13-year-old has great taste in music. Obsessed with Panic at the Disco early years.
Nice.
For Graceland, we got you. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Rosa rolls in and says, this is the best lineup for throwback. I'm at my location already, but I don't want to get out of the car because today's throwback is fire.
Yes, Rosa, just hang in the car for a little bit.
Well,
understand.
Let me completely ruin it for you with this. Listen, we got a request like week after week after week after week from this one listener. It's like, I want to hear Daughtry. And I'm like, does Daughtry have any up-tempo songs? So I'll give you a little tiss.
Staring out into the night.
Oh, God.
It's great, no.
It's love great, him. Great, yeah.
Trying to hide the pain.
Power ballad.
Oh, is it a ballad?
I'm going to the place where...
This was his first one, wasn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I thought this was his biggest hit. We're talking all over it.
Kind of pain.
Come on, Daughtry, bring it home for us. Come on, buddy.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
To the place where I belong. Where your love has always been enough for me. Not running from. No, I think you got me all wrong. I don't regret this life just for me.
You're in your field.
And yes, he was great on the Masked Singer.
Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what happened? Sorry, my thumb slipped and I hit the wrong button.
That's the same button. It's the right button.
We'll let it play.
You might have been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You seen them all come and go.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel a little good. I'm in my feels again. Jennifer said, my husband Josh of Avery's Airtime on Throwback Thursdays. I just got a call from him. They were talking about the request, and Avery and Josh are now requesting Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Okay. I mean,
like, Josh needs his airtime too. He can't have Avery get the spotlight all the time, right?
Okay.
Okay. You get one shot.
Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade, 26 now, her own podcast. It's wild to think.
She's just talking about her life on the road with her dad and the fact that even though she had a somewhat normal upbringing, she thought it was kind of normal that everybody's
on tour buses.
Right, doesn't everybody
now
have one?
Now she's looking back going, oh, that was kind of special.
Yeah, that was kind of special. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Michelle said, how about thrift shop from Macklemore, going with the clothes theme.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Macklemore is out with a brand new song with Tones and I. Very vintage Macklemore. The video is up on our website at WDJX.com if you want to check it out. Some new stuff, but yeah. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. People are having opinions on our Daughtry choice. Listen, that may be the very first time ever in the history of Throwback Thursday we've ever played a Daughtry song, and it's probably going to be the last time we actually play it.
Come on, I feel like Daughtry's made an appearance before.
Paige tweets us and says,
David Archuleta could make it to TBT. Daughtry can't, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but Paige is like, yeah, you missed the opportunity to play Over You by Daughtry, more upbeat and a little bit more fire than Home. Jennifer says, love it when you play someone's Daughtry request, then just talk over the whole darn thing. No.
But listen, then we got Missy who says, TBT's fire. I need to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to have to hold it. Uh-oh.
Maggie rolls in, any One Direction song for their 12-year anniversary. Oh, those boys when they were fresh-faced and just looking at the world. You're insecure. So good, come on. Sorry, I'm just letting it marinate a little bit.
You are hanging on this a little longer than normal.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, by the way, Tammy said, you know you two will never be able to retire. You're the best two DJs out there. Hilarious, funky, keep the vibes going. Have a great birthday, or have a great morning.
Have a great birthday. Okay. You know, it's never too early to start talking about my birthday, which is September 5th, all right?
It is coming up.
I guess.
In
a little bit. Oh, gosh. All right. Time to slam that Red Bull real quick.
Uh-oh. Let's roll some glow sticks. Just find a platform and dance on it.
That's right. All right. Throwback Thursday. Oh, wow. All the pretty lights.
Yeah, right?
All the pretty lights.
You're jazzed up. You want to go run through a brick wall right now, right?
Woo! All right. Throwback Thursday. DJX. You know it's good when you gotta edit every other word, right? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Brooke from Bardstown checking in. How about we go way back? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
She is throwing our way. Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. Do we have it? Do we? People can take everything
away from you. Oh. Well, this is My Prerogative.
No, I don't think it is. The question is,
it's Britney Spears, My Prerogative. Does that work?
Oh, Britney Spears! I'm crazy. No. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty. Reserve the right to make substitutions when needed.
Listen, your suggestions are literally just suggestions.
They're guidelines. But whatever happens to make the air is what happens.
It's what happens. Look, we don't have any control over what actually gets on the air. I mean, we do, but, you know. All right.
That's used to think Brooke from Bardstown loved that.
Brittany said, really, excuse me, sir, this is not an acceptable substitute. It is, Brittany. It is.
Wait, you share her name.
That's right.
Brittany should unite.
All right. If you missed it, don't worry. We do it every Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Thursday mornings from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, brought to you by Drake's here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It also, you know what? You can hear the requests again. If you got through and yours was read on the air, they're in the podcast for the Thursday show later on in the day.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. All right. Good deal. So it is National Chili Dog Day. So we thought it'd be a great way to give away some free Skyline, all right? $50 to spend at Skyline, right? With a little game we want to play coming up here after 9 called What's in Kelly's Mouth, where she's going to shove something in her mouth and then give you clues as to what it is, all right? If you'd like...
Listen, I don't know about this.
Yeah, Kelly, it's going to be great.
You volunteered my mouth for something I didn't sign off for.
All you have to do is close your eyes and you'll get through it.
Oh, God! Oh, God.
We're going to play coming up here after 9 if you'd like to line up for it, okay? 502-571-9970. Thought it'd be fun to play a little game called What's in Kelly's Mouth.
That's great. For the record, I was not a part of creating this game.
I mean, it's all right. You're a willing participant.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is... You have an everyday object.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shove it in your mouth. Give clues as to what it is.
So I have to talk with my mouth full.
Yep.
Giving the clues, right?
That's right. And all you have to do is identify what this is at 502-571-9970. Okay? And if you get it right.
Some fun people to play with?
Yeah. Well, here, let's first say hi to Lindsay calling us from Brandenburg. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi there. You know, typically, and I don't know, Lindsay, if you've got any sort of like broadcasting experience or anything like that, but typically they say that you shouldn't broadcast or speak publicly with something in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, we're going against all the rules. We're going against all the rules.
Yep. All right. So since you're first up, you're going to get your first crack. So Kelly, go ahead and shove what you got in your mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Got it.
All right.
All right.
All right, it's in there. Is it in there?
It's in there.
All right.
I inserted it in my mouth.
All right, so Kelly is going to give clues. Lindsay, you get the first guess.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I can usually grip it with one hand. It fits nicely in my hand.
Oh. What's in Kelly's mouth, Lindsay?
A pencil?
Kelly, is it a pencil?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was quick.
Out the gate.
I had 7 clues and we got him knocked out of the park.
Good job, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Wait a second. Do you want me to put it back in? Just go through the clues just
for fun? Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you shove that thing back in there and give us some more of those clues for all of our sakes? Because Lindsay obviously is just way too versed on trying to decipher what are in people's mouths.
This is pro level.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so Lindsay, here were some of the other clues.
Okay. Although size doesn't really matter, I prefer to use one that's over 6 inches long.
I mean, that is accurate, yeah? That is accurate. Give us another one.
I take it back. I don't think we should do these clues.
No. I want to hear some more.
Number 3, they don't really work properly if they're not hard.
What's in Kelly's mouth?
Oh, God. I hold the entire thing, but only use the tip.
Oh. I got Lindsay. How about one more? How about one more?
Okay, one more. I can't let you know how I feel about you by how I use it.
I can let you know how I feel about you by how I use it. What's in Kelly's mouth? Wow, Lindsay, you got it out the gate, so congratulations.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Yes. So enjoy $50 to spend at Skyline where you can shove some of those chili dogs in your mouth.
Yeah, it tastes better than a pencil.
All right, Lindsay, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to get more information from you. Wow. That was good.
That was a dumb, stupid game.
Nah, we'll have to bring that one back. That was fun.
That was dumb.
No, that was fun. Lindsay was just way too good at...
She was.
We wanted to start with something easy, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Last clue was using a number two as standard.
Well, like, yeah.
They would have gotten it by
then. Yeah, by then, for by sure. Then. Yeah. All right, feel good stories. Kelly.
So this starts off in not a good place. In 2016, doctors discovered a cancerous tumor the size of a golf ball in 29-year-old Israel Lemus's brain after he had a massive seizure.
Oh, gosh.
They told him he had glioblastoma grade 4. He had 2 months to live.
Dang.
Since then, he endured 3 surgeries and all the cancer treatments available to him. His doctor said there's no cure, but also called him a miracle.
Mm.
The disease is visible on the MRI, so he's not really in remission. But his doctor also said a good attitude, support, and excellent doctors have been a big part of the fact that he's still with us 6 years later.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He said, I don't feel like I have cancer. The scans may show different and the doctors may say different, but in my mind, I'm in remission. And since his diagnosis, he's done a lot of stuff. He got engaged, married his wife, Samantha. They bought their first house, changed careers.
Wow.
He said, honestly, I'm thankful to God for every day. The first thing I do when I wake up and the last thing I do before going to sleep is thank God for that day.
Mm.
Just incredibly inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
You can see his story. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Love makes you do crazy things, you know?
Yeah, especially when it ends and you are distraught.
Yeah, like, Kelly, your go-to was what?
Oh, I had a crying rug. I would sit in the middle of the kitchen, drink some Arbor Mist, eat some cookie dough.
Yeah, just kind of like a comfort food, comfort drink sort of thing.
Yeah, cookie dough ice cream, good stuff.
Yeah, familiar spot just to try to get over that heartbreak.
That was my spot. I worked it out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, setting the bar, Christy is showing us how trying to get back at one of her exes actually landed her in this segment.
That's not good. Revenge is never good.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting revenge on an ex by setting fire to the wrong house, you're doing okay.
Oh, my God. First of all, if she set fire to the right house, that would be bad. It's called arson. But the wrong house? Just an innocent person lost their house?
From WBTV.
A woman facing charges after deputies say she set fire to a home. It also was reportedly not the home she meant to set on fire.
Oh, whoops.
The Rowan County Sheriff's Office believes she may have been trying to get at her ex-boyfriend. One problem, though, Christy Jones' boyfriend does not live at the house that caught fire. Someone else does.
Yeah, so, like, the person comes out, tries to put it out with a hose. And there was, legit, she tried to steal the hose.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a comedy of errors. However,
that is not good.
She was charged with first-degree arson.
Yes. Okay.
And several other charges.
Also would have happened had she got the right house. First of all, this is an ex-boyfriend. How is she getting the wrong house? If you're dating someone, don't you know where they live?
I mean, there are
great questions.
Sure, lots of questions. this is not how you handle heartbreak, you know?
No.
I get it. I get it.
Wow.
Now, it's 99.7 DJX. I feel like there's a follow-up from one of your feel-goods earlier this week, Kelly.
Yeah, we talked to you about Todd Graves. He's a CEO of Raising Cane's Chicken, and he did something pretty spectacular. On Tuesday, he bought $2 Mega Millions tickets for each one of his 50,000 employees.
Now, we all know that there wasn't. Yeah, we all know that there wasn't a winner. And you even made the comment like, man, I wonder what he's going to do.
I know. I was like, well, he already spent $100,000 on tickets that did not win. Is he going to do that again now that the jackpot's over $1 billion? And that answer is yes, sir.
Nobody won. And we think it's going to be us. So we're going to do it all over again. At least we have a head start. It takes about 8 hours to print those tickets. So we're going to get a head start today and get them printed.
Wow.
Holy cow. 8 hours to print 50,000 Mega Million tickets. Oh, my God.
Well, that is pretty cool. So, yeah, that jackpot, by the way, going to be over $1 billion on Friday evening when they draw it at 11 o'clock.
I'm rooting for them because of all of the people that would benefit.
You know what?
I feel like that when it gets this big, that's what you want to see. You don't need one person to get all of that, right?
You know what? I will mildly root for them, but then I will also root for me.
Okay. Wait. Do we need to write a contract? If you do win, you're going to share a little, right?
I'll toss
a slice of the pie you're going to give me.
I'll toss a couple bills your way.
When you say bills, are you talking $3? I need to know. Listen, you're going to have how much? 600 and some odd million dollars? What's
yeah,
it up to?
If I take the lump sum.
Yes, the cash option.
Right. So
okay.
Yeah, I'll toss you some bills.
Okay, but I need to know like how many. Like let's go ahead and figure that out.
I mean,
$602.5 million of that, what's my slice?
I mean, maybe the point two?
The point two?
Yeah.
It's $602.5 million.
So half a million, yeah. All right. That's
half
good.
A million? Really?
What, $500,000 isn't enough?
You have $602 million.
Yeah,
I
have big plans, too.
Shave off a million for your old pal. Cal, how long have we been working together? I feel like I deserve that. I'd give you a million.
Would you?
I would.
Are you sure?
Yeah, $602 million. I got some to spare.
All right, well, maybe.
I'll be Oprah all in the, you get $1 million, and you get $1 million, and you get $1 million. You know what? I'll go ahead and take requests. If anybody wants to get in early right now, 571-9970, I will okay. guarantee you $1 million if I
wow.
win.
Wow, look at that. Kelly,
now
generous.
I have to buy a ticket.
Now you got to buy a ticket, that's for sure.